Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of the God stories we are publishing this week. The church in Namibia has welcomed the recent enactment of the Marriage Act 2024, which explicitly defines marriage as a legal union entered into voluntarily between two persons of the opposite sex and of full age, reports Shirley Magazi, the founder and executive chairperson of Christian Coalition of Churches in Namibia. President Nangolo Mbumba signed the new marriage legislation on the 2nd of October last year, and it was gazetted on the 30th of December. The marriage law update was precipitated by a ruling by the Namibian Supreme Court in May 2023 that obliged the nation to recognize same-sex marriages concluded in other jurisdictions. The church, under the leadership of the Christian Coalition of Churches, led the nation in a historic national protest on the 2nd of June against the Supreme Court ruling. A petition with over 30,000 signatures was handed to the state, calling on the executive and legislative branches to exercise their constitutional powers to enact a law prohibiting same-sex marriage in Namibia in line with the Christian values and morals of the people. Most of the Namibian population, which is 70% Christian, welcome the new marriage legislation. The Office of the President says that the Act is constitutionally watertight, and the Christian Coalition of Churches urges Namibians to stand together with the government to defend the new law. In a new faith-building story, we have published part 3 of a series about Anchor of Hope, an NPO that works in many marvelous ways to restore the dignity of people and communities in the Bloemfontein area. In part 1, we wrote about Anchor of Hope's small and unlikely beginnings. In part 2, we shared on how everything changed when the NPO changed its operational model. And in the last article, the founder, Buta Swart, shares stories about God's miraculous hand in the provision of 3 houses for meeting the needs of men, women, and children requiring shelter and support. After sharing how it took miracle after miracle to buy and renovate the 3 ministry houses, Buta said that if he were to speak about all of the miracles, big and small, that have become a normal part of life at Anchor of Hope, he would have to speak for hours. But he said it was important for people to understand that it had not been that way in the early years after they had started the ministry in 2008 as new believers with nothing but willing hearts. He said that he believed that God looks at hearts as his people press through difficult times, and if he finds people serving faithfully and joyfully despite the struggles, the miracles start to happen. God sometimes waits to see what is in your heart, especially if he gives you a scripture. If God gives you the confirmation to do something, he will definitely come through. Sometimes not at the time you think, but he will come through. In international news, United States President Donald Trump has been applauded by pro-life advocates for signing a sweeping executive order blocking all federal funding for abortion. This followed his signing of another order pardoning 23 pro-lifers convicted of federal crimes for blocking entrances to abortion clinics before the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Some of those pardoned were serving prison sentences. They should not have been prosecuted. Many of them are elderly people, Trump said at the signing ceremony. Jay Sekulow, chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, shared on social media stating, "President Trump just defunded Planned Parenthood internationally, and now we have a chance to allow states to defund Planned Parenthood at the Supreme Court. This executive order builds upon the Mexico City policy, which Trump reinstated and expanded early in his presidency. That policy prohibits U.S. taxpayer funds from being used to support abortion services abroad. With this new directive, Trump has taken the battle to the domestic front, signaling his administration's intent to end all federal financial support for abortion-related activities." You can read more on these stories as well as other God stories on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again next week.